You are Locked On Jags, your daily Jacksonville Jaguars podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hey, what up, Jaguar fans? It's Tony Wiggins here with Locked On Jags, your team every day. And you can subscribe wherever you get your podcast, coming to you live on a Thursday to give you some more of that content that we love to do here on Locked On Jaguars. And I got to tell you guys, today's show is sponsored by Rock Auto. It's amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. Visit rockauto.com and tell them Locked On sent you. Well, what we're going to go over today is we're going to take a look at what they've done in free agency. Urban Meyer said that this team wanted to address explosiveness in the wide receiver department. They wanted to rebuild the tight end situation. They wanted to add some explosiveness and speed to the running backs. And he also mentioned speed at the wide receiver position. That they wanted to sort of rebuild the defensive backs. That was something else. And they wanted to build the defensive line. What have they done so far? We still have the draft to come up, and of course they can still add more free agents. What have they done to accomplish those things? Segment two, what I'm going to get into is this. We have this enthusiasm for Trevor Lawrence, and it's great, and we should, and because it's something we haven't had, and it's also something from a perception standpoint that this town has never really been granted from a national perspective, and it's all gravy. But are we building ourselves up and building him up to the point where we won't accept and allow natural things to happen, like little failures that's going to lead to his progression? And I'll get more into that in the second and some in the third segments, because I'll segue into what we need to prepare for and what will happen and what his natural progression might be. And he might surprise us all. But I'll compare it to some other situations in the third segment with some great quarterbacks, some of the all-time greats, and even some of the current greats now, and why you don't temper your excitement, but you do adjust your focus to the point where you have to start actually being realistic about what his path will be and how he will get to his greatness and allow it to actually manifest and happen the way it should happen. But let's not bury it. We'll get back to free agency and the accumulation of players over the first few days of free agency. Urban Meyer talked about when they got here getting the best of the best. And I know we got off to a little bit of a slow start early on day one when they did not go out and get some of those big names at those big positions. Let it be known that I'm going to be on a limb here, and I'm going to tell you, I think they overall did a very, very good job. It would be hard for them in their situation to do a terrible job, being that, you know, one, you have a lot of money. Two, you're offering guys opportunities to come in here and play, especially guys that probably in some situations before did not have that opportunity to really play and express themselves. But guys are coming into a great situation in terms of expectations are now going to be raised, but they can't be any, the expectations are going to be raised, but you know, the results can't be any lower than they have been in the past. So it's all blue sky. Everything's on its way up. It's also a new regime with some fresh ideas. It's a great town, regardless of what people say. And not only is it a great town, it's great weather. It's a great place to raise your kids. So if you have kids, but you know, who doesn't want to live in Florida? So the thing is this is a really, really good situation, and being paid extra money doesn't hurt, but also the opportunity to be able to play. And sometimes what we forget is athletes want chances to be able to play. And when someone wants you, that means when someone commits to you and they want you, people don't come sign you in free agency and they don't come knocking on your door and they don't call your agent when they won't give you every single opportunity to get better and every single opportunity to win. And guys at the end of the day want to play the game. So, and they also want to get paid. But make no mistake about this. Okay. And I want to be very, very clear. If you think they hit, if you think they didn't miss on people, you're being naive. And we can talk about value all we want. They went after Jonnu Smith. And from what I heard, they were $8 million off. Now, that doesn't mean it's true. It doesn't mean that if you throw that figure out at them, that they won't deny it. It doesn't mean that if they deny it, they're lying. My source could be off. But I can tell you that my source came from somebody that knows him or knows his representation very well. Jonnu Smith would have become a Jacksonville Jaguar if they would have offered him the same money that the Patriots did. And I believe that Trent Baalke, you know, is the type of guy, you know, yeah, so he drafted Vernon Davis, right? But he also drafted Delanie Walker. And you know, Jonnu Smith is a more Delanie Walker than he is Vernon Davis. Body type, all of that stuff. So the thing is I believe that they thought, no, we're not going to pay that much. We'll get somebody else and then we'll use this on that. Maybe they didn't want to pay that much for one person at that position. And maybe what they're doing is they've assigned a value number to each position, and they said, we won't go over that. But at some point, doing that is almost just like going auto Leo to me. When at some point it becomes about the guy. It doesn't become about a value at the position. Sometimes guy people, and this is what I talk about when the whole we can find a guy thing, right? No, it's not about finding a guy. It's about that person. Because we hear them talk about fit all the time. It's that guy. It's that person. It's that certain person. And when you have an abundance of cap, when you sign 12 players and still have $35 to $40 million, it doesn't mean that you get reckless, right? It doesn't. But I believe that Jonnu Smith at $50 million over 4 years is a better player than Shaquille Griffin is at 3 years at $45 million. That's just me. That's just me. And if you ask, and I know there may be a positional value at corner that there is not at tight end. But here's where that shifts for me. You can now watch this. Not you can find a guy, but there aren't as many tight ends that can do what Jonnu Smith can do as there are cornerbacks that can do what Shaquille Griffin can do. So it's not about you can find a guy as much as it is. It's easier for you to find someone comparable to Shaquille Griffin at a similar dollar than it is for you to find someone like Jonnu Smith. That's my point. It's very, very difficult. So that makes one guy to me more valuable than the other person. And I consider this. If I just look at them as two players, I'd rather have that guy than that guy. I would. I absolutely would. Now, that's not a knock at Shaquille Griffin. I think he's a good player. But that's not my point. The only reason I singled him out is because he was the biggest money guy that they signed in free agency. So that's why I singled it out. But this is the point. You could have both of them. If they would have signed both of them, they gave Griffin his money. If they would have signed Jonnu Smith, no one would have thought they overpaid for him except them. And the value of what you would have gotten, to me, far outweighs. You have to, every now and then you're going to overpay for something. Every once in a while you're going to overpay for something. You solidify that entire group if you get Jonnu Smith on this football team. You solidify that entire group. So, no, in that respect, to me, they failed. They said they wanted to add speed at wide receiver, speed and explosiveness. I don't think they got faster. I think they got more experience because with Marvin Jones, what they got is a professional ball catcher and a route runner and a guy who can get deep, but that's not necessarily what they – and I don't think Philip Dorsett, even though he's faster, there's something about being fast and something about having good game speed and speed that has actually paid off, and I don't think Philip Dorsett is that guy. They still have the draft to address that position. But if you look at the depth chart and you look at the kick returner that they signed, he actually is probably going to be listed as a wide receiver. So if you do that and you take the three incumbents that they already have, that means they have six roster spots already lined up for wide receivers with Philip Dorsett. It doesn't mean they can't cut Dorsett after training camp and just take the hit for whatever guarantees he's gotten. I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to finish this up as we get into the Trevor talk, and I'm going to sort of overlap this segment into the next segment, and then I'm going to overlap the second segment into the third segment, because I can do that. You know why? Because it's my show. So we're going to get to more of that and more talk about all of this stuff as we move along and get through a Thursday here on Locked On Jaguars. You guys, hang tough for me. I'm going to tell you about rockauto.com. It is the best place for you to go buy parts and accessories for your vehicle, and I don't even know what kind of cars you have, because it doesn't matter, because they have accessories and parts for every single vehicle you can imagine. And they got anything you want, front to back, top to bottom, from the rooter to the tooter, as they say, when they're talking about a pig, not a car. But we're talking about a car. And we're talking about an automobile that, you know, you want it to look good and you want it to be safe. And the place you need to go is rockauto.com. It's easy. Get on your computer or on your phone, go to rockauto.com. You're going to pull it up and they're going to ask, how did you hear about us? You put Locked On right in there, and it establishes that relationship so they know that we sent you. And your parts will be at your door, in your mailbox, or somebody will come knock on your door and bring you your parts in a matter of days. And your parts are going to be as, just like a professional. They're going to treat you the same way, and you're going to pay just like a professional. You're going to pay less. RockAuto.com for all your parts and accessories. Tell them you heard about them from Locked On. Built Bar, best tasting protein bar on the market. And I'm not even playing with you about it, man. You all know that. And you know what time of year it is. It's bracket time. And it's Built Bar Madness. And it's going on right now. You can vote every single day about what is the best tasting Built Bar that you've ever had. They got all of these great flavors, man. And they're all covered with 100% chocolate. But here's the thing. They're low calorie, low sugar, high in protein and high in fiber. And they are absolutely amazing. How amazing? You tell us. Which ones are the best? Go to BuiltBar.com or at Bar_Built on Twitter and vote. They got the brackets going right now. Order, which you should, you get a 15% discount when you use the promo code LOCKED15. LOCKED15 and get a 15% off of your next order of Built Bars, the best tasting protein bar on the market. All right, so we're back here working on another segment of Locked On that we're going to continue discussing whether or not the Jags so far, because it's not over, they still have other ways, more free agency as well as draft to get talent. And they may have more cap space, but what we have to understand is they don't have an unlimited amount of roster spots. So therefore, unless they are just in the business of giving away money, you have to understand that anyone that they give money to is either going to be on the team or they're just getting free money if they get cut. So they don't have this unlimited amount of – they got rid of some guys yesterday. You can go on Twitter or just check online to see who the Jags released. They released a bunch of guys that weren't really going to play and weren't going to contribute to the team very much. And you'll see that coming over the next few months. A couple of guys that opted out last year. They had no tape on them, so there was no need to really – you can't evaluate what, you know, you don't have any tools to evaluate. So what you have to understand is this. They've added 12 and they've retained, I believe the number's 4 or 5 right now from with money. So that's commitment. That's 17 people. That's 17 guys. You're going to have 53 on the roster. Right now they have 12 draft picks. That's 29. That's a more than 50% overhaul of this team. And then when you look at the guys that they're committed to that are under contract, that are starters, that you know are going to be on this team, and if you go through those guys, there are not very many spots available. So you have to look and ask, have they answered their questions? And if they haven't, the limited number of spaces that they have or roster spots that they have to answer those questions. I don't think they got faster at wide receiver. I don't. Even if they list the kick returner as a wide receiver, he's twitchy. He'll give you some reverses and give you some of that stuff. But I don't look at him as a speed guy that's going to take the top off the defense. Dorsett's fast, but it's not the kind of speed that makes you, you know, go, ooh, you know, that's Tyreek Hill or that's that kind of speed. No, it's not. Did they get better? Yes. Did they get more depth? Yes. Did they get a professional route runner? Yes. Did the room improve? Absolutely. Running back wanted to be more explosive. That didn't happen. They got better in terms of overall talent, experience. I think they became better at pass protection. They got more versatile by adding Carlos Hyde. Yes. Tight end, they have not fixed it. Did they get better? Yeah, they got better. I think they got a tight end with upside in Mahertz. They and you know, used to be a basketball player, so that was probably more of a scouts thing where it's like there's some potential there. We need to tap into it right now. And at worst, he can block. He's proven that he's a good blocker, and you need a guy like that on your team. Re-signing O'Shaughnessy was good. Another guy who, when he's been healthy, has proven he's pretty good. And then you have to understand, too, that they're going to have better quarterback play and hopefully a better scheme. They traded Josh Oliver for a bag of peanuts to Baltimore. I didn't like that move because you have to at least take a look, see at what you might have. But these guys, a lot of these guys came from college, and maybe they didn't like him, and then maybe they didn't like the fact that there was a lack of availability. However, it's not really a guy's fault. His injuries are not something that he did wrong. And Urban is talking about improving the training staff. Maybe Josh Oliver would have been one of those guys that improves that. Maybe they've met him, and psychologically there's something that you know, they didn't like about him. And that's another thing. Some of the guys that have Urban connections that folks like me and some of you guys thought that they would automatically get because Urban knew him. You ever think about this? He knew him. You know, when you know somebody, you know everything, good and bad. Right? Yeah. Sometimes when you know somebody, maybe that's why I won't reach out. Regardless of what I told, that doesn't mean you don't love them, and that doesn't mean that they weren't good for you, but if you want to go in another direction, you remember what Michael Jordan told Scottie Pippen about Charles Barkley? Why are you going to play with him? He ain't going to be in shape. That was his best friend. But he told him, Charles going to be out of shape. You ain't going to win nothing with him. See? So, you know, sometimes you know people. Sometimes you know, yeah, he did work for us, but boy, we really had to push him. Or you guys saw what we got out of him, but you don't you weren't there to see what it took us to get that out of him. And I don't want that. So, you know, there are many reasons why a guy could get traded, but the tight end room isn't fixed. I suspect that'll be another thing that they address in the draft. Two off seasons in a row where I've thought the offensive line needed something and the folks in charge have disagreed with me. Yeah. I'm going to be transparent here. I called Dave Caldwell last night and I told him that. I said, you told me that offensive line was better. He said, I told you. And I'm quoting him. And he listens. Yeah, I called him last night. I talked to him for 45 minutes. I ain't going to tell y'all everything that we talked about, but I told him, I said, you told me last year that now a new regime has taken over and they agree with you. So the offensive line has not been addressed again, yet again. And here I am last year, thought they needed three starters. And I said they need at least two this year. And yet and still nothing has happened. So maybe I'm wrong. But at least I'm right about this. I told you guys that's something that I don't evaluate very well because I can't tell if a guy's getting better. I just know if he's getting his ass knocked around like Luke Joker used to. That's just me. I'm being honest. Let's look at the defense real quick. They've gotten a lot better and a lot more stout on the defensive line, and you're going to see them obviously make a switch to a multiple front 3-4 type defense. They believe in Kalavon Chaisson probably a little bit more than I do. I think they do need to get more edge, though. I thought it would be in a veteran, but I think now it is pretty crystal clear they're going to start those two guys, and if they do draft a younger guy, he's going to have to compete for playing time because they believe they got the two guys that they want. they like their two Mike linebackers, the inside, well, the two inside guys, the Will and then Schobert at Mike. I think they've upgraded the defensive backs. I do. Tempted, I'm wondering if they get there, though, late in the first, early in the second, and Asante Samuel's sitting there, and he's a pure nickel. I wonder if they move on it. I really do. Or are they hell-bent on taking one of the guys that they have and using their length and trying to make them a nickel and see if they can guard the slot? Let me get to Trevor real quick. I hope, for Trevor's sake, that we allow him to throw an incomplete pass in the training camp without all of us feeling like it's the worst thing that's ever happened. I hope for his sake he can throw an interception in the preseason or early in the year and we all don't believe that the Main Street Bridge has collapsed. I think we need to make sure that we give him that room to do that. Everyone else has. Everyone else has that room. Aaron Rodgers didn't play for almost 3 years. Patrick Mahomes played like one or two games his rookie year at the end of the year. Josh Allen looked terrible. Last year, the GOAT, Tom Brady, there was talk halfway through the season that New England did the right thing and that Brady and Leftwich were not on the same page and that Father Time had caught up with Tom Brady. And 4 months later, Tom Brady's drunk throwing a Super Bowl trophy from one boat to another in Tampa Bay. Yeah, so that's why we can't rush to react too quickly. Saxonville made, you know, Deshaun Watson run for his life, and he was looking crazy that first year, and now he's a top three quarterback in the league. You got to give guys room to make mistakes. They got to be put in pressure situations when no one is watching in training camp, and when I mean no one other than the spectators. Every little thing that he does doesn't have to turn into a report about how bad he looks or that something is wrong or that someone is doing him an injustice by him making mistakes. I know our enthusiasm for him is at an all-time high, but it doesn't have to be so high that we have unrealistic expectations that he's going to have growing pains. Peyton Manning threw 28 interceptions as a rookie. And he had one of the three or four greatest quarterback careers I've ever seen. Troy Aikman was 1-15 as a rookie and looked awful. And then proceeded to have a stretch where he won 3 out of 4 Super Bowls and the ball barely hit the ground in the playoffs. And he never hardly threw interceptions in the playoffs. We have to make sure that our love affair with him and what he means to the future of this franchise doesn't cloud our judgment and our vision about what that ascension and how he's going to get to greatness and what it's going to really look like, and that every single thing that happens isn't necessarily the end of the world if it doesn't go as planned on that day. Take a quick break before we wrap up with more talk about Trevor Lawrence and some of the things that we can expect as we get closer to training camp here on a Thursday on Locked On Jaguars. Once I tell you about Bet Online, you better log off and go right to betonline.ag, set up an account, and start making you some money because it's the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Football might be over, but the NBA, college basketball, and the NHL are in full swing, and BetOnline even covers award shows, TV shows, and reality TV. Real-time updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds, and it's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. And once you sign up, use the promo code LOCKEDON, and you're going to get a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. That's right. I'll say it again. Locked On, one word. 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit, and it's at betonline.ag, your online sportsbook experts. All right, man, we're rolling through this Thursday episode of Locked On Jaguars. And I'm going to just tell you about Locked On NFL Draft. You're fooling yourself and kidding yourself if you think you can find better draft coverage than Locked On NFL Draft. Trevor Sikkema and Ben Solak, as they, you know, they give it to you and they give it to you raw every single time on Locked On NFL Draft Podcast. It's on the radio.com app and wherever you get your podcast. But they'll give you the latest positional rankings and analysis on the 2021 draft prospects with team-centric guest mocks and all of that stuff right around the corner on Locked On NFL Draft Podcast. Yeah, look at some of the great quarterbacks throughout history and understand that, you know, I don't want you to not be enthusiastic about Trevor Lawrence. I don't want you to not be happy. I don't want you to not think that this is great. I just don't want you to be unfair to yourselves and unfair to him and to have your expectation of what the future looks like and what the future is going to be if you see some growing pains. He's going to have some growing pains like he had in the first half of the national championship game. And I know you look at his stats and say he had 400 yards, but it still looked like a bit of a struggle for him for a while. Not the national championship game, the semifinals against Ohio State. While the other guy was throwing 7 touchdowns and Trevor just wasn't, he wasn't being Trevor. You know, it just seems like he was a little bit off and it seems like he wasn't playing well. We now know he had a little bit of a bum injury, but you got to have to leave room for growth and development. And growth and development is sometimes intertwined with mistakes. You get stronger by not only lifting weights, but you get stronger by knowing what you can't lift and then building yourself up. You max out with what you can't lift, and then pretty soon you're working out with what you used to not be able to pick up. So he's going to see things in practice that he's never seen before. You want to know why I know? Because he's grown man and it's speed. And every single player that's ever come into the NFL has always talked about the speed of the game. Everybody's good, man. And if you're working ones against ones in practice, Urban and that crew would be a fool not to want to put more on him than they know he can handle so he can learn how to handle it. Make no mistake about it. What he is about to do football-wise, from a football perspective, is the most difficult thing he's ever done in his life. I'll repeat. This will be the most difficult thing he has ever done in his life. Jumping from college to the NFL is way more of a big thing than jumping from high school to college. Playing against Alabama as a true freshman and being able to dominate them and win a national championship is a huge deal. It pales in comparison to what those guys go through in the NFL. Jameis Winston in his first game as a redshirt freshman was 27 out of 28 with Aaron Donald breathing down his neck in a game at the University of Pittsburgh. Jameis Winston was flawless a year later in a game-winning drive with a minute to go under pressure to win a national championship. Jameis Winston threw more interceptions in the first 4 years of his career than any quarterback I've ever seen when he got to the league. And he's fighting now for the respect and the chance to be a starter again. You see where I'm coming from? This is hard. This is hard. And if you really want to know how good a guy is, he has to be given a chance to go through a learning curve. We can't micromanage everything. We got podcasts all over the place. Trevor this, Trevor that, Trevor this. Hell, I got him on here. I talk about him on here. When I post him online, I got a big picture of him with the Locked On logos and all of this stuff. And we're going to saturate it, and people are going to sell it. And you're going to hear his name every single day, all day, every day. Do not let that get in the way of the fact that he's going to make mistakes. He's going to make them in practice. He's going to make them in preseason games. He's going to make them in actual games. It happens. And the talking heads on TV, the ones that want to be justified, the ones that want other guys to be better, and the ones that want to be able to say, I told you so, they're going to make it seem like these mistakes are the worst thing that's ever happened. Be prepared for it. Garbage in, garbage out. Don't worry about it. What you can worry about, though, is joining us every single day here on Locked On Jaguars, where we bring it to you every day because it's your team every day, and you can subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. You guys take care of each other, man. On the Thursday, I have one more edition for you to close out the week. tomorrow on a Friday. Until then, you guys take care. Enjoy your day.